It is a great privilege for me to be sharing God's word today. And today we're going to study the book of James. We're going to study James 1, 19 to 27. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles. Or if not, you can follow me in your bulletins. James 1, 19 to 27. God's word say, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implant word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions and to keep oneself unstained from the world." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the blessings that you have been giving to us. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that we can study and meditate in your word. And we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit talk to us, that your Holy Spirit talk to our spirit so we can learn about who you are and who we are. Thank you for your goodness and grace, and thank you for your mercy. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. This book of James is one of my favorites because as Hispanic, most of the Hispanics come from a Catholic background. And when we're studying the book of James, and I say James was the half-brother of Jesus Christ, they open their eyes like, what? Jesus Christ have brothers? And I say, yes, brothers and sisters. And this book, he is one of the half-brothers, and they are in shock, like they never believe that. And another thing that I like from the book of James is that the book of James is so practical. He always find practical problems, but he always give the solution that is Jesus Christ. And James have a pastoral heart. He was always talking really graciously to the congregation or to the recipients of this letter. James knows really well the people that he was writing this letter. And as a pastor with love and grace was appointing to Jesus Christ through the whole letter, we see that pastoral heart. And he showed love and he showed grace to them. And he's reminding them the power of the gospel of salvation. How many of us, we are like these people? I guess all of us, we forget the powerful gospel of salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. Because we are putting our eyes, our minds in different things that we forget the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why James is reminding to these people and to us that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. First point, why we need to listen to God's word from verse 19 to 21. So we are able to see who we are and who God is. The word of God shows our sinful nature and our weakness. The word of God is a mirror to our heart. And I love that because when we're reading the Bible, we can see our heart. When we're meditating in the Bible, we can see our sinful nature because we forget. We always say, I'm a really good person. I go to church. I offer in. I could do works. And we forget about our sinful nature. But when we are reading and meditating in God's word, God will tell us that we need him every single day. Verse 19, "Know this, my beloved brothers, Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Why do you think that he's saying that? Because our tendency is to react first and then think. How many of us, we react like little volcanoes with our kids when they have an accident or when they do something wrong? If you have kids, I guess that comes to you close. But if you have kids, how many of us, we react as little volcanoes with our friends, with our coworkers, with our parents, with the people that is around us? Because we want to be in peace. Because now we need to clean the mess. Now we need to work double. Now we need to do extra things that I'm already tired, and now I need to do extra. And that's why we explode like little volcanoes, because it's about me. First me, then me, and then at the end, me. We put them in timeout before they can speak or give an explanation to us, and we don't listen. We don't want to listen. We know all the things. And that happened to me in the morning. But I was remembering, I need to be slow to be anger. But again, if you don't have kids, you think about your coworkers, think about your parents, think about your friends, think about the people is around you. Do you listen to your friends? Do you listen to your family? Do you listen to the people that is around you? Verse 20, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And James is encouraging us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. He's saying this because our tendency is to overreact. At least that was happening to the people that James was greeting to. But the truth is that all of us, we are like them. Maybe in a different areas of our life, such as work with our coworkers or boss, such as family with our husband or wife or kids, or the spiritual life, we don't want to hear God's word. Let me ask you a question. How we can see that our actions are sinful? How we can see that we are sinning against God? There are two ways. When someone comes and tells us, in my case, it's my wife. She always tell me when I'm wrong. Or maybe it can be a friend for you. Or maybe it can be the pastor and say, hey, you are doing wrong things. You know, you need to stop and you need to change. And the second one will be when we listen carefully to God's word. Someone comes and tells us, or when we listen carefully to God's word. In a different version, the message, James 1:21 says, so throw all spoil, virtue, and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word. And yeah, when we are listening to God's word, God starts working in our heart. When we're listening carefully to God's word, God starts working in our heart and is changing our life. But the truth is that we cannot do it ourselves. We cannot change our stone heart. God is the only one who can change our hearts. Ezekiel 36:26 says, and I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. We are bad listeners because our sins cover our ears. That is why we don't like to hear when someone is coming and exhorting us to act better, to change the way how we're doing things. Our tendency is to act like little volcanoes. We need to listen to God's word so we can understand the great need that we have of a Savior. We need to listen to God's word so He can change and transform our sinful heart so we can grow in the knowledge of our Savior. We need to ask our Father in heaven to be quick to hear. We need to ask to the Son, Jesus Christ, to help us to be slow to speak. And we need to ask to the Holy Spirit to help us to be slow to anger. First point, why we need to listen to God's word from verse 19 to 21. Second point, why we need to obey God's word from verse 22 to 25. When we obey God's word, our actions will be different. We're going to be humble and we're going to start serving the people that is around us, and we're going to be listening to God. We're going to be working as God wants us. Why? Because Christ is going to be working in our heart, and we're going to be able to recognize our sins and present them to the cross. We obey God's word. When we obey God's word, we're going to be blessed and we're going to be saved, because the word of God has power of salvation, as James mentioned. You know, sometimes we forget how powerful is God's word, because most of us, of all of us, when we accept Jesus Christ, we stop doing things that we cannot do it ourselves. God help us to stop doing things, maybe bad things, maybe things that was affecting to our body, but things that Jesus Christ started living in our heart. He rescued us from the eternal death, and he changed the way that we were living, and that's the power of the gospel. We're unable to put away all fitness and weakness, but coming to the gospel, coming to Christ every day, that have the power to put away the sins that we're struggling, such as addictions, anger problems, gossiping, depression, envy, workaholics, all those things. Jesus Christ have the power, the gospel have the power to put those things aside or away. James encouraged us on verse 22, do not merely listen to the word of and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. It's really easy to hear God's word, but it's really hard to put it on practice. It's really easy to listen every Sunday, the sermons, and listen during the week, sermons and podcasts, and see the YouTube channels of different sermons and preachers, but it's really hard to put it on practice. And James is encouraging us to put on practice, to live God's word, to preach the word of God when we are facing temptation, to preach the word of God when we're going to explode, to preach the God's word when we are struggling with something. That happened to me on Friday night. I was working on this sermon, and my daughter, Elisa, had happened an accident with a Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch fell down. But before even I was asking what's going on, I was angry. And I was ready, and I'm like, hey, I'm working on this sermon, and I'm like, I need to stop, and I need to apologize to her, because I need to be quick to listen and slow to anger. That's why it's really important that we need to preach God's word daily, because we fail. This is a battle that we have every day in different ways, in different areas. And that is why we need to come to the cross daily. Not only on Sundays or Wednesdays or Saturdays, but daily we need to come to the cross. James continues encouraging us to look to God's word on verse 25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. James is telling us to persevere in God's word. The Greek word that James is using is Parameno is an active verb that means to remain, to continue. In other words, stick to a task. He's encouraging us to continue meditating, studying, and preaching God's word daily in our lives. Why? Because our tendency is to forget, like the example of the mirror on verse 23. And that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was eating with the kids a muffin, chocolate muffin, and I have chocolate in my face. But because I see my face in the morning, I was clean, but I don't see it again. I went to some meetings, and then I see my wife in the school, and then my wife told me, hey, you have chocolate. Oh, really? Like, why? Because I forget, you know, I see my face, and I was thinking that I was clean, but I was not clean. And it's the same. We need to come daily to God's word so we can see that we have chocolate, we have salsa, we have something in our face. And that's why it's really important to see God's word, to put it in practice. When accidents come, that they are coming, when something that you, somebody tell you that you don't like, you can be slow to anger. 1 Peter 1:23 says, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. The word of God have power for salvation and have power to fight our temptations that we are facing. We have examples of one pastor families. You know, as new believers, as a person who never attend a church, they never read the Bible. Praise God, we keep like maybe 2 or 3 boxes of Bibles. Now everybody have the Bible. But now the tough thing for these new families is so they open the Bible. But every Sunday I preach, people of God, we need to read the Bible. We need to read the Bible because when the problems, the temptation, the frustrations comes, you need to run to the Bible. And it's not only for the new believers, but it's for the believers that maybe we have 10 years or 20 years believing in Christ. It's for all of us. We need to come to the Bible because the Bible is telling us what to do and what not to do. And we need to ask for help to the Father so we are able to meditate on His perfect law. We need to ask to our Lord Jesus Christ for help to persevere in His word. We need to ask for help to the Holy Spirit so we can preach to ourselves His word and we put it on practice. Because we need daily. We need daily. We need, you know, I don't know if your family happened, but every time that we go on Sundays, it's a big fight. You know, big fight with our kids going out that door. You know, and that's why we need to preach ourselves because the enemy wants to attack us before we come and worship God. Because the enemy doesn't like that we have the heart ready to worship our Savior. And that's why and we're driving in the street and we see those signs, really bad signs of people with maybe not too much clothes or things like that. The enemy is attacking us every single time. And that's why we need to come and preach the gospel to ourselves. Preach God's word to ourselves. First point, why we need to listen to God's word from verse 19 to 21. Second point, why we need to obey God's word from verse 22 to 25. And third and last point, why we need to be active when we are listening and obeying God's word from verse 26 to 27. James is summarizing with these two verses, chapter 1. He's reminding us when we accept Christ as our Savior in our heart, we became adopted by God, and by consequence, we need to reflect His character and do His works. Because if we are sons and daughters of God, we need to reflect who we are through Jesus Christ. And Psalm 68:5 father of the fatherless, and protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. Psalm 27:10, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. We see how God is taking care of the widows and orphans through the Old Testament and New Testament. And James is telling us this is true religion, loving in a Christ-centered way your neighbor, loving in a Christ-centered way your husband, loving in a Christ-centered way your wife, your kids, your parents, your co-workers, your friends. And when we are acting as little volcanoes, we are loving it in my own way. You are loving it in your own way. But James is encouraging us to love them in a Christ-centered way. Loving them in a Christ-centered way, you are going to be able to stop your tongue because you are going to love them in a sacrificial way. Again, I need to clean for the 10th time the cup of water that came out on the floor. And we need to love them in a Christ-centered way. It's really clear with these verses. We need Christ in every moment because we cannot love them in a Christ-centered way. We have hope in the gospel, and we have hope in Jesus Christ. Because of the redemptive work of Christ, we're able to do this. We're able to obey God's word because of what Christ did for us on the cross. We're able to see the gospel of grace when we read the Bible. It is the work of God and not our work. We're going to practice the true religion when we only trust in our Lord Jesus, when we rest upon him. When we spend time meditating in his word, when we spend time praying, we are going to be able to love the people around us. Because think about it, you know, everybody love your kids. Everybody love your wife. Everybody love your husband. And who you think that we explode more? With what kind of people? With our family. We are little volcanoes because in our jobs, we are able to stop. You know, maybe we become anger, but we are able to stop. But sadly, with our kids, with our wife, with our husband, we have a big explosion. But James is encouraging us. We need to be able to stop doing that. We need to be able to come and run to Jesus Christ so Jesus Christ can change the way that we see things. And Jesus Christ change and give us the true hope that we have on him. We need to ask to the Father to help us pray for the difficult people who are in our lives so we can love them. We need to ask to the Son to help us to live his word. We need to ask to the Holy Spirit to reflect Christ in our life with our actions. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you give to us. Thank you for the reminder that you give to us that we need to trust in you. Thank you for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that we are able to put it on practice. I pray that you help us to preach it daily. I pray you help us to live your word. I pray you help us to encourage in us to seek your kingdom, Father. Help us to expand your kingdom and not our kingdom. Thank you, Father, for the blessings that you give to us, reminding us who you are and who we are and the great need that we have of our Savior and Redeemer. Father, I pray, Father, that you help us to give the glory to you wherever we are. And I pray, Father, that you help us to continue love our family, love our neighbor, and especially loving to you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess. Let's stand up to sing.